Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast on David Vance's podcast channel, featuring yours truly. Thank you so much for being here. Can I just say, before I get into this one, to those listening, if anybody out there would like themselves to record a podcast and have it put out on my channel, I'm open to that. So as long as it's in the realm of sanity. So if any of you want to do that, you've got this resource, which I'm very happy to facilitate if you want to talk to me about it. So if you'd like to do a podcast, put it out here on my podcast channel, a regular one or just an infrequent one, whatever you want, send me a message, let me know, and we'll see if we can help you. My thanks as always to Quantum Hypno for their support of this platform as well. I appreciate all that. Okay, let's get into migrant wars, shall we? Because the Irish have been ramping up the rhetoric and now the Brits are kicking back on this whole issue of, migrants. What are we going to do about migrants? I actually, I saw something that amused me. And I wonder if you saw this. This was a couple of days ago, a headline in the press. Here's the headline. Just read this. Just last month, the Irish High Court ruled that the designation of Britain as a safe country for returning refugees was unlawful and instead deemed it unsafe due to the risk of them being sent onward to Rwanda. All right, so the Irish High Court saying, yeah, you can't send migrants back to Britain because it's not safe. And then the headline from today, furious Ireland demands UK takes back illegal migrants after influx sparked by the Rwanda bill. And this is the whole thing about the new Irish Premier, the absolutely useless guy, Simon Harris, that they've brought in, saying that he demands that they change the law so that they can return asylum seekers entering Ireland. He says 80% of asylum seekers in Ireland are coming from Britain. Well, what he means is they're coming from Northern Ireland. So it's nice of him to acknowledge that the Northern Ireland is part of Britain. Thanks. I really appreciate that. But on the actual substance of this, I mean, the Irish High Court, on the one hand, is saying that you can't send them back because it's not safe. On the other hand, the Irish are saying, yeah, we've got to send them back. They've got to go back. We just can't risk it. So what do you think in this one, guys? I mean, it just seems to me that the Irish are simply, as I said in a previous podcast, seeking to create a distraction. But I mean, there's so many issues involved in this one here. And it is interesting to see that the UK is saying it will not accept any migrants from Ireland being returned, in quotation marks, to the UK. Rightly so. How are you going to stop that, UK? You've abandoned the border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland so they can be returned at any point. Free travel, remember, you've got to have free travel. No border in this island. And now you're in the proverbial because of it. Both countries who refused to accept the need for a border are now crying because there's no border. But they still insist, but we mustn't have a border because that would be awful. Well, why would it be awful? You know, if you don't have a border, then you're not really a country. So in a funny way, the Irish Republic isn't really a country, and certainly neither is Northern Ireland. We don't have defined borders where things are controlled. We can't have that, we're told. Well, because of that, migrants can flow whichever way they want. End of story. And, you know, the other thing I'm wondering is, like, when it comes to Ireland, the Irish Republic is in the European Union. So if the Irish Republic is unhappy about having migrants within its territory, it should return them to France, which ultimately is where they came from, which is part of the European Union. So it seems to me that the logical thing for the Irish to do, if they're so unhappy about all these migrants coming from the EU, is return them to the EU. Why would they return them to the UK? At best, the UK is somewhere they're transiting through. Right? So they're coming from France, they're coming to England, somehow they're getting across in the boat to Northern Ireland, and then they're getting the train or the bus or whatever, God knows what way. the articulated lorry down to Dublin, Cork, and wherever, and that has to be the means of travel. I assume Irish intelligence get understand all this, but then, I mean, there's another element of comedy gold to this here, because I mean, we all remember that the you know, it's a meme, but I often think that memes are pretty good. And this meme is basically saying this is the Irish government deportation policy to the UK. And it's, you know, the meme of the guy in the orange jacket with his hand up on his face saying when he's not interested in something, but when he is interested, he's looking at you and he's got his he's got his finger out and he's going, yeah. So this is him rejecting Irish terrorist suspects on charges of bombings, murders and other illegal paramilitaries. Irish government, don't talk to us. Brown people suspected of illegally claiming asylum. Yeah, let's talk to the British about that. So we can send back the brown people suspected of illegally claiming asylum. That's good, but we can't send back the IRA terrorist suspects because that's bad. I see. I mean, the hypocrisy, seriously though, the hypocrisy of the Irish in this is off the scale. It is really off the scale. And the UK shouldn't accept even one, because actually, as far as I can see, the majority of these migrants aren't coming from the UK. They're coming from the Irish government are actually bringing them in. They're being flown in to Dublin Airport, amongst other places. And so, but ultimately, there's an election ahead. And as I've said to you before, the Irish government are setting this up. UK, you know, bit of Brit bashing always goes down well among certain elements in the Irish Republic. And this is Brit bashing, picking a fight with the UK, when in actual fact, all the issues the Irish have over migration are down to Ireland. Thanks for listening.